USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that about half of all American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. New data shows that more than 128 million people have received at least one shot, with more than 82 million people fully vaccinated. But despite those numbers, cases are still on the rise in many parts of the country. More than 20 states have reported a rise of at least 10% in new cases over the last week. Jody Guest is a professor and vice chair of the Department of Epidemiology at Emory University and tells CBS News that the rise can be attributed to spreading variants of the virus as well as pandemic fatigue.
I think at this point in time, we see the variants are a huge part of it, and not enough people are being vaccinated, although certainly those numbers are growing every single day, which is fantastic. But we also see people are really tired, and people have, don't want to wear their masks out in public anymore. They want to get back to what life felt like before COVID-19.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey there, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch.
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self again. Ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Millions of people across the globe watched as Britain's Prince Philip was laid to rest at Windsor Castle Saturday in a small ceremony due to the pandemic. Wendy King reports.
The Duke of Edinburgh's coffin was taken from the private chapel at Windsor Castle to nearby St. George's Chapel. Members of the royal family walked in a procession after the coffin. Queen Elizabeth II, who was married to Prince Philip for more than 73 years, rode behind the coffin in a vehicle along with her lady-in-waiting. Prince Philip died April 9th at the age of 99 at Windsor Castle after spending weeks at a London hospital for an infection and an unspecified heart procedure. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
A minute of silence in honor of Philip was observed across the UK just before the funeral began. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the first time, the president is calling the issues at the southern border a crisis. President Biden told reporters Saturday that he intends to increase the cap on refugees after receiving pushback from some fellow Democrats when he initially announced that refugee levels would be kept at Trump-era levels. Congressman Daryl Issa says the White House had to recognize it as a crisis because of the effects internationally. The California Republican tells Fox News that our neighbors to the south are now reacting to the Biden-caused crisis.
The Mexican government, in its own self-interest, has mobilized their National Guard to their southern border to try to stem some of these caravans. Like I say, this is no longer a border crisis. This is now an international crisis. It's affecting our neighbors to the south. And by the time Vice President Harris gets down to Mexico City and into South America or Central America, she's going to see neighbors who are very upset with this administration for taking a difficult situation and making it a crisis.
And a list of the most dangerous roads in the U.S. has been released. Mike Fortier has more.
Florida is home to some of the country's deadliest roads. GPS software company Teletrac Navman, studying road fatalities between 2016 and 2019. They recently find I-4 in Florida from Tampa on the Gulf Coast to Daytona Beach on the Atlantic Coast to be the deadliest at 1.25 deaths per mile. This is the second time that stretch of road has been ranked the deadliest. I-45 in Texas from Dallas to Galveston ranks second at just over one death per mile. A total of four roads running through Florida rank in the top six on the list.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.